long to see that he was accustomed to respect. He'd been a company commander in the army. Most captains are usually called the old man, but he was known as the bear. He was tough as nails, straight as an arrow. He was a man to whom duty was a familiar word, as was honor. He was impressive. It comes as a surprise in a way in which he honored his wife, really in no surprise. His eyes were no longer permitted him the ability to drive, so she would take him to their favorite restaurant. When they arrived, she would sit in the driver's seat until he pulled his legs out of the car, pushed his cane into the pavement, and slowly rose to his feet. She would watch with apprehension as he carefully came around the car to open the door for her. It was a gesture that the world many times thinks is demeaning to a woman, but if you saw it, you would recognize it as a gesture of honor and love. Gestures. It's been said that they are a vocabulary without words. We use gestures in many ways. We express anger and hatred with them. Most commonly, we call these obscene gestures. We also use gestures to express enthusiasm and support. We raise our hands and our voices, and we clap our hands to honor that. We also use gestures to express excitement. We may raise our eyebrows and open our mouths and place our hands on our face and look like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone. But we also convey honor as we stand, as we should, for our national anthem. And we use them like the old man to show love. Communion is in that way a gesture. It is a gesture in which we show that we belong to his church. Acts 20, verse 7 says, on the first day of the week when we gathered together to break bread. By this gesture, the Lord's Supper, we honor his name. That is a name like no other, a name that can command honor. Acts 4, 12 says, and there is salvation in none other else, for there is no other name under heaven that which has been given among men, which by which we must be saved. Also by this gesture of the Lord's Supper, we express our thanks for what he did on the cross. We remember his sacrifice. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 says, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. And also by this gesture, we express our love for the one who loved our souls, the one who first loved us. 1 John 4, 9 and 10 says this, by this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. And in this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The old man's gone now, and so is his lady love. But we continue to partake of the Lord's Supper until Christ comes again as our gesture of honor and love. Father, we come before you with what you've asked us to do, a simple gesture, a simple manner, Father, to show you how much we love you for the price that you paid to redeem us back to you. And Father, as we partake of this, and as we do this to proclaim his death until he comes, Father, may we examine ourselves. May we partake of the bread and remember the body that was so beaten and so abused and hung upon that cross. And as we partake of the cup, may we remember the blood that was shed from almost every part of his body. Father, a pure blood, an innocent blood, a blood with the power to redeem us and to purchase us back to you. And so, Father, help us to examine ourselves and to see our need to live closer to him and to be in a more intimate relationship with you. For we ask all these things in the name of Jesus.